share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Online learning hasn't been easy for both teachers and students, especially for those living in rural areas with a limited internet connection. However, this Malaysian teacher feels like the Ministry of Education, MO, is not listening to the plight of teachers and are constantly just choosing the easy way out. Twitter user Mode Khairul Izzuddin, M. K. Izzuddin, is a teacher at a rural area in Kelantan who tweeted regarding a schedule by the MO in order for the teachers to be able to complete their syllabus. He feels that the schedule is an excuse for schools to pressure teachers as much as they can. As you can see in the schedule above, the subjects are tightly packed, with some subjects like Bahasa Malaysia and English having up to 300 minutes allocation in a week. Does Mo think online learning is the same as face-to-face learning? Do they realize how long it takes for teachers to create content for each topic? He added, with the schedule as above, did they even consider the students and their parents? Khairul even said that when students are forced to face the laptop or phones from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., their eyes could be damaged. Moreover, if the family has 3 or 4 children, how are they expected to monitor their children all the time? What about teachers' and parents' internet quota? We want YB Datuk Radzijidan to answer these questions posed by teachers and parents. Khairul ended his thread by saying that teachers want to do the best they can, but how is that possible when the education minister is silent and just releases such a manual suddenly? The kids in rural areas don't have as many facilities as city kids. Speaking to World of Buzz, Khairul said that everyone has their own struggles during online learning. As a teacher in a rural area, he admits that kids here don't have as much amenities and their parents are also not as well versed in technology compared to parents in the city. Khairul just wants the MO to listen to their pleas instead of choosing the easy way out with these manuals. Hear the complaints by teachers and parents. Please cooperate with us and listen to our voices. We asked him how his students are dealing with online learning, and he said while they're doing good, his students are exhausted. We need a better plan for the kids, he said simply. Is the MO in touch with what teachers and students are going through? Let us know what you think. Also read, teacher continues online lessons for SPM students despite being at quarantine center. Source, Twitter, M. K. Izzuddin. Source, Twitter, M. K. Izzuddin. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.